producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Adam Thompson Show.
Cutting edge.
He just told you to shut the f*** up.
No holds barred.
Thanks for not calling me a liar, son of a...
The latest trending topics, legal cases, and social issues. In-your-face commentary on all subjects. Adam Thompson.
You can't handle the truth.
Adam Thompson brings his 25-year experience as a high-profile criminal and civil trial lawyer and gritty New York street smarts and attitude to the studio.
Real unbiased talk.
Those who want respect, give respect.
You never know what he'll say next. This is the Adam Thompson Show. Here's your host, Adam Thompson.
Hey, good evening, everybody out there, and welcome to another fabulous, off-the-hook, gonna-be-insane edition of the Adam Thompson Show. Yes, folks, we try to keep it crazy over here, and by crazy, I mean always impromptu, always cutting-edge, always try to make it as interesting as possible. How do we do that? We get the great topics you guys want, and we get the best guests. Boy, what a good formula. And then you throw me and my producer in the mix, and hey, it's a pretty good format. I love it. I want to thank all our listeners. Great tweets that came through. Ah, boy, what a weekend. Remember last week we were heavily promoting that we were going to be in New Jersey doing the Walker StalkerCon live event. I got to tell you, it was a total blast. This show, I think it's the second year now that it was in Jersey, just seemed to explode. It was huge last year, but this year they went from one floor of this convention center to now two floors, and that wasn't enough space. I mean, there must have been 20 or 30,000 people there. Almost the entirety of the Walking Dead cast, with few exceptions, members of the TV show Gotham and others, and it was just incredible. And I got to tell you, it was such an honor to host a couple of the panels. Had the pleasure of hosting a panel with the one and only Iron E. Singleton, who, as we all know, is T-Dog, and also another panel called Herschel's Farm with Jane McNeil and Scott Wilson. And that was also a blast. And I got to tell you, looking out into the audience and seeing 2,000 or 3,000 people sitting there listening to this panel is just mind-boggling. And the reaction and reception was just great. So I want to thank everybody that came out supporting The Walking Dead, the convention, also our show. It was nice to get a nice little bump from a lot of people in the audience saying that they really loved the panel and what we brought to it. So it's nice to know that our hard work was appreciated. But I got to tell you, it's so easy to do it. You know why? When you work with people like an Iron E. Singleton or Scott Wilson or the rest of the staff there or Jane McNeil, all the other people from the show, they're just nice people. But let me talk about Iron E. Singleton for a minute. You know, I met him last year, and we've been friends since. This is such an authentic person. This is a very genuine person. And when you meet him, you just feel the warmth. You feel the realness of the situation. You don't always feel that when you meet lots of people. And I think more than anything else, when you hear his story, where he came from, what he overcame to get to where he is, how he got a part in the movie The Blind Side and then got his gig with The Walking Dead, he just reeks. It's like a sponge, and if you could squeeze him, water wouldn't come out, but enthusiasm and happiness would come out of that sponge, and it spreads to everyone around him. And I just love doing the panels with Iron E because the chemistry we have is so incredible. Because like him, I share the philosophy of life that you have to try to make life as much as you can. Go see the Dead Poets Society, Robin Williams, you know, suck the marrow out of it, you know, you gotta get the most out of life. Live every minute. Make it as best as you possibly can, because that's what life is about. It's about experiences. Don't worry about getting fancy cars, collecting things, and stuff like that. That can be fun, but the most important things we take away from life are our interconnection with other people, with living things. You love your friends, you love your family, you love your pets. I mean, the experiences and emotions that you share, there's nothing that can match it. And when I do these panels with Iron E and you see how he treats other people, he's always polite, he's always friendly. You know, that means so much to so many different people. And it really just shows how far you can go in this world if you're authentic and if you're real. And it makes me reflect on the current events that we're discussing all the time on this show. And so many people say to me, why is that Donald Trump doing so good in the polls? He says such nasty things. He's, you know, he's always criticizing this group or that group and everybody else. And then there's a segment of the population that just adores him. Anything he does, they don't care what comes out of his mouth, what he says, how he says it, or whatever, they still adore him and love him. And it just makes me think, people are drawn to individuals, whether you agree with what they have to say or not, they're drawn to individuals who appear authentic, who are real. And that's why Trump can make the statements that he does. People boo sometimes in the audience while others cheer. And then they press him on the subject and he doesn't back off of it. And people know in that instant, well, he said it. It might have been controversial. It might even damage him or hurt him. But the man is speaking what he really thinks, what he really believes. He means what he says. We don't see that a lot. That's why when these polls keep coming out, he's going further up and further up in the polls. He's now in the high 20s, low 30s in the latest polls that are out. You have Rubio and Ted Cruz in second and third hovering both at around 15%. He's basically doubled what they have in the polls, and combined they don't pass him. And yet people say he won't get the nomination, he's too hated, too many people have too much negativity about him. But at the same time, he's still leading in all these polls and in the different consensus that are out there, which means that a segment of the population, he is resonating with. They do like what he has to say. They must like his personality because they wouldn't be supporting him. And it just shows you people in this country are ready. So what's my takeaway from Trump leading in the polls, from going to Walker Stalker and doing this incredible panel with the always positive and well-thought-out Irony Singleton? And it's this, is that we need to have a shift in change in focus in this country about how we act, who we are, what we say, and how we say it. So many people are worried about who they're going to offend saying something. They walk on eggshells constantly. Oh, my goodness, if I say this, it will offend this group of people. Now, I may believe it. It may be the essence of who I am. It may be something very important to me in my day-to-day life. But I don't want to offend this group right over here. So you know what? I won't say it. Or maybe I will say it, but I'll pull back a little on it. So it's not really all the way going to what I feel and really the thought I want to convey, but just enough so I get maybe my point out there, but it doesn't offend people or won't offend them as much. Everybody, that's the wrong way to live your life. You know what? It's okay to have some people not like you. Okay? It's okay to have some people not like you. It's okay to have some people disagree with what you say. Not everyone has to agree with every point of view you have. Not everybody has to like you. Not everybody has to be on your team or in the same camp as you. Not everybody's got to agree we're all going to eat bananas today as the fruit of the day. Maybe you hate bananas. That's okay. I don't have to force myself to like bananas because you like bananas. Okay? I want ice cream. You eat chocolate. Okay? Everybody has their own different likes and dislikes. This country has to learn, if we're going to evolve and move forward, we're all different people. We all are made up differently. We think differently. We act differently. We're individuals. That's what makes America unique. We're all individuals. We all come from different backgrounds and bring that all together. So before we start banning certain people from the country and saying we don't want you here, listen, we're all immigrants everywhere in the world. Everywhere there was someone first and then someone new came in trying to get into that place, all right? We've always been accepting of immigrants because this country was started that way. And it grew, and it grew, and it grew. And you know how it grew? From different people with different ideas and different backgrounds coming in and all contributing. And the point and moral to all of this is, let's collectively all be positive thinking people. Instead of looking for the worst in people, let's look for the best in people. Let's make America great again, together.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Everybody, you know how I'm a big fan of The Walking Dead, and I am so excited to have our next guest on. And before we even get into it, I just want to say, you know, when you talk about someone with acting chops and a background in the craft, it just takes the skill set to another level. You know, we discussed this with Scott Wilson when he was on, and we know all the different great films that he's been in. But when you talk about someone that's done it all, from theater, television, movies, I mean, the gamut is across the board with my next guest. And, of course, I'm talking about from the last series. She went out with a bang, as much as you can go out with a bang. She played Deanna Monroe on this series, the head of the Alexandrians. And, you know, the epic classic scene when she goes down firing against the zombies that everyone was talking about in the mid-season finale. I want to welcome our first guest, Tova Feltschuh, to the Adam Thompson Show. Tova, thank you for coming on so much.
My pleasure to speak with you. How are you?
I am doing excellent. First, I want to say, this past weekend was the Walker Stalker Con event in New York and New Jersey, and I had to host the privilege of hosting a couple of the panels. And I got to tell you, I know they had you guys. I think you were situated on the lower level. I have never seen lines like that, and I do a lot of con events. I have never seen lines like that. What was it like to be a part of that experience?
Well, it was fantastic, and I have to say, to be honest with you, I was not situated on the lower level. I was next to Michael Cutlitz on the upper level, very close to where you were doing the interviews, and I know the rest of the Alexandrians, the rest of them were downstairs, and I'm sure they had a great time. We had lines around the block because Michael is Michael. He plays Abraham, and he's unbelievably gorgeous, not to mention he's just, you know, like Man Mountain Dean. And then I got bitten, and, you know, the minute you get bitten, baby, the lines grow. There's no question about it. Also, this is my local area. You know, when you're on Broadway, you're known in a four-block radius. You get a few good tables at restaurants, and you get invited to the mayor's house, and people call you Miss Feltschuh. That's about it. You're local talent. But I was in my hometown area, so people knew my work from Yentl and Golda's Balcony and Lend Me a Tenor and Pippin. I'd just been in Pippin doing a trapeze act, and they had all that backlog. So I was thrilled to see the fans who knew me from more than The Walking Dead. That was a blessing for me. And then I was interviewed, sadly not by you, but the interview went very, very well. And my theme song is, number one, who do I have to sleep with to get a flashback? And the second thing is, does anybody want to do push-ups with me? I do push-ups before every take, and that little sound bite about what I do with my body has now caught fire. So I'm always challenged. Usually they say, who's Deanna? You know, they quote Cutlitz, or when I say, Rick, do it. But now they say, will you do push-ups with me? I just find it hilarious. So that's what I'm doing. I guess I'll stay fit for years if I keep going to the conventions.
Well, you keep the blood pumping. You keep the energy up. And that's what I love about everything involving you, because your energy levels are off the charts. Now, everybody knows you from all the different appearances you made on Broadway, off Broadway. How do you compare the craft of the instant gratification and getting that audience response? The minute you're performing, you feel the vibes from the audience. It's right there, the energy, as compared to filming a TV series, something like The Walking Dead, where it's, you know, you may shoot the same scene 30 times to get it exactly right. How does that differ for you? How do you like the difference between the two?
Well, I think, you know, I went on the stage and into musicals. I love to sing, but I love being with people. And originally I was a solo instrumentalist. I was a pianist, and I was at a very competitive, brilliant music camp, the National Music Camp in Interlochen, Michigan. And I would get to the finals with concertos, but I would never win. And after 2 years of that, I said, wait a minute, maybe I should try out for plays with music. This may bode well for me. And I got the part of Cousin Hebe in HMS Pinafore in the Operetta Workshop with 110 campers. And I think all I sang was, and we are his sisters and his cousins and his aunts. I swear to God, I sang by three lines. But I said, well, I'm one of three girls who got solos, and there are 110 people, so let's be optimistic. So I went into theater to do music around people, because I really love people, and that comes from having a close family and being one of eight first cousins and being brought up with a brood of an American family. And then from wanting to be with people, to be any good as an actor, you gotta be in love with the truth. You have to be in love with whatever the truth is, or your truth, as you meld yourself with a character. And the minute you're in that zone, people come toward you. Well, when you're in front of a camera, your love affair with the truth is the most important factor in front of that camera. The camera hates a liar. So being on The Walking Dead, for instance, was a tremendous privilege because I got to work with truthometers, you know, like walking truths like Daryl, you know, Norman Reedus, and, of course, Andrew Lincoln. I mean, Andrew Lincoln is one of the greatest human beings, even more than an artist. He's just one of the great human beings and a great leader of that series. It's one of the series, I am certain of it, it's one of the factors why the series is number one. It's not just the brilliant writing of Scott Gimple or the original concept of Mr. Kirkman and Frank Darabont. It's that Andrew Lincoln loves people and loves the truth, and we all follow suit. So there's the small difference between stage and film. The pursuit of truth has to exist the minute you tell any story to any other human being as an actor. However, in one area you're with the energy of 1,000 people, and in another media, which is film or TV, you're with the energy of very few people, 3, 4, or 5, or at most, let's say in crowd scenes, 100 people. It's a different focus.
Well, you excel at both. I would be remiss. We only have 2.5 minutes left, but I have to tell you, you, in my opinion, to this day, I remember being a teenager watching this at home with my mom and my brother, and the effect it had on me, and still to today, I don't know why it isn't almost required repeat viewing each year. I'm talking about the Holocaust. I think that is probably, that and Roots are the two best miniseries ever made. And
those are the two
for the
first miniseries.
And the best, still, in my opinion. I don't think they've been topped. People need to watch these miniseries. If people want to know what it was like and get that, I mean, to this day, the Holocaust still stands out to me, and it should be required watching of all people to get educated, because people are just lacking in facts. And we only got 1.5 minutes left. What was it like filming something as deep as the Holocaust with that story that you had to tell?
We had no idea that we were going to be have worldwide recognition, similar to The Walking Dead. It didn't know it would have worldwide recognition. You just get in the tunnel as an artist, you tell the truth as best you can, and you hook low. You hook down into the river of common human experience, which is the idea that somebody wanted to be a cleanup expert of the world. That would be Adolf Hitler, and clean up the planet by eliminating 11 million people, 6 million of which were Jews just because they were Jewish, is a wild and hideous concept that we cannot entertain, or we will soak this earth in blood.
That's very well said, and that's why people need to be aware, and programs like the Holocaust, I wish there were more miniseries that brought important facts like this to light. Listen, we're already out of time. I should have tried to book you for 2 or 3 segments, but you're so busy, everyone's pulling at you. We're grateful for the time that we can get. From playing Helena in the Holocaust to playing Deanna in The Walking Dead, always strong, powerful women that have a purpose and a meaning and moving the storyline. I love it. I love always watching you on film. You have to come back, Tova, so we can talk more. Please visit us again soon.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
You take care. Everybody, the one and only Tova Feldshuh. We'll be right back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
All right, everybody, strap yourselves down. Put on those vests. Put on your helmets, everything. It's debate time. I'm bringing in some of my favorite all-stars, and I'm welcoming them back to the show so we can debate all the latest trending topics online and all the great inquiries you guys make from the great tweets and Facebook posts and emails that you send us. So let's get it all started. Welcome them back. Some of my favorite guests from Overnight America, you know, the nationally syndicated talk show host supreme, John Grayson. From Larry Connors Show on KRTS, Larry Connors. What's up, Connors?
And of course, I'm doing good.
And the president of CLAL and author, you don't have to be wrong for me to be right, a frequent guest on the Molesburg panel with myself, the one and only Brad Hirschfield. Welcome back, Brad.
Good to be with you.
All right, everybody. Let's get it started. You know, big story out today, obviously, in light of what just took place in California, that terrorist attack that everybody is so still overwhelmed about, and everybody wants to see something done about guns. You have those that say the Second Amendment controls. We need, in fact, more guns, not less guns. Put guns in the hands of good people, not bad people, and there won't be this problem. The bad people, even with the most stringent laws, are still going to get their hands on guns. So you have all these debates. So now we see that in the state of Connecticut, the governor has just enacted an executive order that he's about to sign, basically saying that he's going to require state police to review whether a potential gun buyer is on a federal no-fly list or on a watch list for people suspected or having possible ties to terrorism, and that anyone with any of those links is not going to be able to get a gun. And in fact, people with links who have guns, he's going to withdraw those gun permits. And we also see Obama taking action similar to this, saying he wants to now pass an executive order making background checks more intense. So let's get this started. Larry Connors, is this a good idea with the governor?
Once again, they're politicizing everything. They're missing the issue. Terrorists are going to get the guns they want when they want them, whether or not they're on any so-called fly list, no-fly list. There are several Americans on that no-fly list that have nothing to do with any kind of terrorist activities. Their name happened to relate to someone else, and they're being put on there, so that'd be unfairly due process against them for the Second Amendment. No one wants terrorists to have guns. But then we also need a law against pipe bombs, because a California couple had, oh, wait a minute, we have a law against pipe bombs. We also have a law against using a gun to kill people. We have laws in place. This is just political posturing.
Okay, what do you think, John Grayson? Do you like what the governor's doing in Connecticut and what Obama's proposing through executive action rather than...
No, I don't. I think it's a mistake, and I think it's a mistake for one of the reasons that Larry alluded to, because the no-fly list itself, there are no set criteria that land you on the no-fly list. And if you, for example, are critical of the government, overly critical of the government, you can be put on the no-fly list for that. Now, that's your First Amendment right as an American to be critical of the government. So how can you tie Second Amendment freedom to a First Amendment violation? You can't. So my problem with it is not so much that somebody's trying to do something about the level of gun violence. My problem is you can't use the no-fly list, because the no-fly list, there's no notification. You don't even know if you're on the list until you show up at the airport or presumably show up to buy a gun in Connecticut. And it's tied to something that nobody really knows who's vetting the list, who's coming up with these names, and there's so many mistakes on it. Fix the no-fly list if you're going to use it.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think, John, you hit some good points as well as you, Larry, because when I heard that they're doing it related to the no-fly list, and in particular, when they're doing a watch list for people with suspected ties to terrorism, I mean, to get on some of these lists is just ridiculous if you see what some of the criteria are, and you hit the nail on the head, John. If you're critical of the government, I mean, me doing this show, us speaking right now, criticizing Obama, criticizing some of his positions maybe, taking an anti-government stance, saying we don't like what they're doing, that can get you on a watch list, and then we might be banned from getting gun licenses or whatever's going to happen. So it really kind of targets unpopular speech and opens the door to really vast government control over people and what they might say to then make people refrain on free speech. So I'm worried about that. So how do you place all of this, Brad?
Well, here's the funny thing. We can't have it both ways. If we don't know what gets you on the list, then we can't posit what gets you on the list. That's number one. Now, it's true, we don't know what gets you on the list, but then scaring people by saying if you use your First Amendment rights, you can end up on that list is self-contradictory. So that's number one. We got to decide. Number two, there is something painfully ironic that everyone politicizes everything. The very same security hawks who are defending no-fly lists are many of the same people who are Second Amendment gun defenders who are now saying you can't use the no-fly list to take guns away from people, but you could use it. So it sounds to me like everyone wants to use whatever laws they can grab at to defend positions they already believed in before these horrific events happened. Last point, here's what we know. To the extent that we are now fighting a radically, no pun intended, new kind of war, and I do believe this is a war, the idea that the old methods of fighting it will suffice, or that we can have old constitutional debates in the face of new kinds of enemies, strikes me as painfully naive. What we know, fighting terrorists is a far more complicated and often dirtier business than fighting conventional wars. We are really going to have to ask ourselves, if we believe we are engaged in a war, and it's truly a war on terror, and it's not just rhetoric, then doing business the old-fashioned way is not going to get victory.
And in fact, we are in such a war, and you got police agencies across the nation encouraging citizens, if you have concealed carry, start carrying. Sheriffs and police officers and law enforcement in Arizona, Florida, New York, Texas, all saying, arm yourselves because you can't count on us to be there in time for you. And I go back to the California case again. They go into this case in that building. They know it's a no firearms zone. They know they're not going to face anyone with a firearm. They go in and slaughter as many as they can, and they go out. And all you needed was one or two in there that maybe had a firearm. That might have put an end to this a little quicker and might have saved some innocent lives.
Well, it may have. Let me ask you, John, on this same topic. Do you like the idea that we have people in the executive branch, such as the governor in Connecticut and now President Obama, wanting to change the requirements of the law by executive order? Do you think that they're overstepping their boundaries and this really needs to be something that state legislative branches deal with, or, of course, the people in Congress deal with on a Fed level, because those are the people we elect to enact the law, not the executive branch members that we elect in. So do you think that they're really in the right position to do this?
No, I agree with you. You laid it out perfectly. Any change that's going to be made along those lines has to be made through the process. That's why we set out this process in the first place. And too many times, we're scared out of doing the right thing. We got scared out of doing the right thing with the Patriot Act. It's terrible, and we've been trying to get rid of all of those stupid things that we did for 15 years now. We don't need to go through that again. And you let things go through the process. You let them go through the state legislatures. You let them go through the federal legislature. Do things the right way. Make sure that we don't change the way we act because some terrorist somewhere picks up a gun and shoots people.
Right. I agree. Brad, you know, we all want heightened security and we want to live in a safe environment and country, but we can't sacrifice those rights that are so dear to us that are protected through the Constitution. And yet we see something like the Patriot Act come along and other acts that just, you know, there's so many now that have been enacted between Bush and Obama. Obama extended and heightened many of them. You know, is it a big mistake when we see our elected leaders going down this path?
I think it depends. Long term, I absolutely agree with John. The way to make these changes, if in fact we're going to make them, is through elected officials discussing it, legislating it, and then going before the courts if it needs to be litigated, if it's constitutional. But the truth is, short term, that is an executive power. It is within their rights to do, and there is a kind of nimbleness that is required that sometimes demands executives take action that we may not agree. I don't think it should be long-term. I don't think that's the way to make law or policy on a long-term basis, but on a short-term basis, I think that's exactly why people have executive roles and not legislative roles. So like many of these things, it's not an either-or. It's an if and when, how, and for how long.
Well, as you said earlier, we are at war, and when war comes, you have to change some rules and regulations. We have to give and bend on some civil rights, not breaking our Constitution, not changing the Constitution, but some things have to be changed and adjusted. And if, for instance, accepting metadata bulk transfer, who cares who I call unless I'm calling?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, we're back. I want to continue this conversation. Larry, jump in. What are your thoughts on this?
And most every night on my program, Larry Connors, USA, I drive home the point. We are the USA. We are America. But we're at war. And, yes, you might have to bend some of your rules and regulations to make sure we're properly protected. We have to go through these changes. We've seen them in every world war we've been in, every military engagement that has had the entire nation wrapped up in, and if it's a matter of bulk data transfer, phone numbers, tracing phones, who cares if I'm calling Syria or Jordan on a regular basis and they're following that and they begin to realize I'm funneling money to terrorists, then I should be investigated. But otherwise, I don't care. Take a look at my phone numbers all you want.
Well, what do you think about that, Brad? Do you think that that's a good
I think
policy?
Larry's right on. I happen to agree 100%. The bottom line is, one of the mistakes I think we have made to this point is too often addressing terrorism, both at home and abroad, primarily as a law enforcement issue and not as a war. Now, I get it. As a law enforcement issue, we have to carefully defend every single individual right that the Constitution assures us. But when you go to war, to an aren't going to be changes in the midst of that battle is naive and dangerous. Now, I get it. If we trade away everything to defend our country, that our rights are not in place, what are we fighting for? On the other hand, debates about theoretical rights and what we want to protect when their enemies were spending at least that much time trying to kill us strikes me as a really bad idea.
Well, let me go to you, John. When I hear this, I hear what you're saying, Larry. I hear what you're saying, Brad. But as an attorney, and particularly doing civil rights cases, you know, I fight every day to protect the rights that we have. We all get on our soapbox yelling and screaming about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Oh, we're free from unlawful searches. People can't do this. That the government can't do that to us. And then in the blink of an eye, because of the terrorist attack, all these rights seem so quickly to evaporate. I, for one, don't like that that happens, and I don't want to trade my individual freedoms for security. I think that's a mistake.
What do you say, John? No, I agree with you. And with all due respect, I mean, you may not know this, Adam, but we all know each other.
Harry and I have known each other for, say, 15 years, and Rabbi Brad's been a guest on my show, and he's one of my favorites of all time, and I have nothing but respect for these guys, but I couldn't disagree more. They will never scare me away from being an American, and being an American means protecting with every ounce of energy that we have the civil rights that we have. Bending on our civil rights? Absolutely not. Not under any circumstances. And it's all because of fear. Being
John,
at war,
John, my friend. John, if they intercepted a phone call that these guys were getting ready to carry out an attack on a school where he'd been taking pictures of it, and they were able to find that and stop it before it happened, you not want them to stop them walking into school opening fire as they did in that office building?
Larry, you want to talk about theory? Let's talk about the fact that these things have been in place from the Patriot Act since 2001. What have they stopped?
Well, do we have another 9/11?
More importantly, John, let me ask you a question. So is the objection that it's not effective or that it exists? I think here what's really important, because we do agree about one thing. We do agree about not trading away all of our rights and not losing what defines America. But it's also true. Pay attention to Adam's example. He talks about going into court and arguing. We are going to have to live with the reality that going into court and arguing is one set of norms and the battlefield is another. And I think that's got to really be addressed. I can't tell you where the bright line is, but having both been in court and having been on battlefields, I know the same rules do not apply, and that honoring that reality is as much a part of being an American, for me at least, as defending all of those civil rights.
I would rather die. I would rather die than give up.
John, come on. When I took an oath as a Marine, it was to defend and protect you and this country and everyone else, as every serviceman and woman does.
And the Constitution of the United States.
Yes.
That's an oath to protect the Constitution, Larry. Why would you give up parts of it?
That's true. It's all living and breathing. But as when we're in a war, things change in the sense that you've got to recognize if you don't tighten some hatches down. Same thing like loose lip sync ships, all this kind of stuff. It's a real situation.
That's the justification they use.
But I think one of the big things being missed here is, you know, when we're so critical of radical Islam and we talk about the horrors of Sharia law and how it oppresses people and what it does, and you look at it from a big picture and you pull yourself back, you go from telephoto where you're up close and you can pull it back and go wide view, you know, this is all about them trying to change the way we think, our value system, our morality, how we conduct ourselves, and the basis of our country is our founding principles in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And the minute we start to walk away from that, the minute that they prevail, that we say, well, you know these rights that we hold so dear, that we're willing to fight for and send people like you who went and fought for us, Larry, Doug, and been there, that we're willing to say we'll take a step back from those values that we cherish just because we're afraid that this guy who's living in this house, who may be a suspected terrorist, we got to listen in on his phones. So let all the rights of everybody evaporate. Because as you said, John, there has not been real information that's been made public from all this surveillance and the millions of data entries that they've been listening to and all the surveillance they've been doing that's really produced any reliable information. And in fact, I think the studies have shown that it produced very little information, if anything, that was useful and was really a huge waste of time. I think Edward Snowden made that point abundantly clear. So with all this spying and everything that's went on, what has it produced other than us backtracking on our rights that is so important to us that we're sending the military to defend, but we're willing to take it all back at home and let the government do this? We know once you give the government an inch, they're taking not a mile, they're taking 100 miles. They're going to
get the terrorists love your approach. The terrorists say, great, keep preaching that because you'll open more doors for me.
No.
I gotta jump in. All the theorizing about what the terrorists want, and I have fought terrorists in Israel. Here's what they want. They want to kill us, and they want to win. Now, I agree that if we act from fear, and if we act from panic, and if we give away sacred constitutional rights, we are making a mistake. But I think
I'm not suggesting that.
And I know you're not, but I think that to imagine that we're going to have everything in place in an ideal, as if things were ideal when we're at war, is dangerously naive. I appreciate the aspiration and the fundamental difference between us doing that temporarily and the kind of rules they would impose if they ever had their way, is they want to live that way forever. We're saying that in war, I think that's all Larry and I are saying, that in war you acknowledge that certain desired situations fall to the wayside temporarily, just long enough to be able to take on the people who want you dead.
Let's draw it down on one thing. Let's draw it down one thing. Waterboarding, when that case came up, remember, if we could find out through waterboarding something that would have prevented 9/11, would we not have done it? Absolutely.
We never did.
That's right.
We never did. We never found out anything from waterboarding. Torture is the least reliable way to garner information you could possibly think of.
I'm in agreement, because they'll lie and say anything they want. But there are also cases where we have, through various means, either torture and or anything that would begin to break them. Anything.
Well, you know, this is riveting, gentlemen, and I understand both sides of the argument, but I have to say this. Brad, Larry, I hear you when you say times of war, it's a different standard. The gloves do have to come off. I understand that completely. But I think the point John's making, and I agree, is there has to be a better way while preserving our rights, protecting our interests as American citizens. That should always be the first objective. And we only got a minute and a half left, so we're going to continue this in overtime for everyone sticking around. But I just want to say there has to be a better way of getting this information. Does it mean that through information that we have, we target certain locations that we think that we may get more reliable information from by having the law enforcement or the FBI or CIA better trained? I mean, there has to be other ways out there to do it in a better format that produces reliable information rather than just a mass surveillance of the entire population of our country and exposing everybody's rights, because we all know that information obtained can later then be used against people. People that want to run for office that they may not want to run for office, now they got a whole dossier on somebody about what they're doing or what they're spending money with a credit card on, what websites they go to, what people they keep associations with. I mean, it gives an unlimited vast amount of power to the government in ways that we really shouldn't be allowing the government to get that power. And you want to hope for the best, but we all know it doesn't go down that way a lot, and we got to be realist about it. So we're going to have to continue this in overtime because we're almost out. I want to thank the fabulous panel, Larry Connors, John Grayson, Brad Hirschfield. We're going to keep this going. We got a lot still to cover, but I want to thank everybody in the StarCom network out there, Genesis Communications, our great networking family. We want to thank you, all our listeners. Keep the great tweets and emails coming. We love to hear from you. Check us out, all you newbies, www.adamthompsonshow.com. And until next time, remember, question everything and always think outside.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and
and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.